My usual question. Aren't you glad you say? Some of you look as if you're not glad. Well, it's the best thing in all creation. Saved and know I'm going to heaven. Book of the Revelation, please, chapter 2. Book of the Revelation, chapter 2, verse 1. Unto the angel of the church in Ephesus, write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know thy works, thy labor, thy patience, how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and had patience for my name's sake, hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have against thee that thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent. Do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy lampstand out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the garden of paradise. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his word. Unto the angel of the church in Ephesus, write these things that saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven stars. And that's our subject today. The Lord walking in the midst of the seven stars. Hebrews chapter 1, please. Now, you're familiar with my habits. We turn all over the book, don't we? But again, I say that's the only way you know the Bible. And that's why you find so many people following false teaching, because they keep to one place, which they misinterpret, and don't compare it with what the rest of the Bible says. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down. And here we have him sitting down. When he had purged our sins. And this is the only reference in the whole Bible to purgatory. This is purgatory. Not when you die and somebody pays to get you out of purgatory. He made purgation for our sins on the cross of Calvary. But here we find him sitting. Why is he sitting? He is sitting because the work of redemption has been complete. Chapter 8, please. Verse 1. Now of these things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is seated. And why is he seated? Because his work for sin is done. Chapter 10. Verse 12. Oh, I like this. But this man, you know, beloved, he's my man. Did you know that? Whenever election comes around, yes, I'm in favor of so-and-so, but this is my man. Is he your man? And one day he's going to rule and straighten things out. This man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down. Why is he seated? Because his work for salvation is completed. Genesis chapter 18. Our subject is his walking. But we've been reading about his sitting. Genesis chapter 18, verse 1. And the Lord appeared unto him, that is Abraham, in the plains of Mamre. And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the city of the day. He lift up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them. Did he run sitting down? He was standing up when he ran. And why did he stand when he saw these three men? To greet them. And you read the same thing in chapter 19. Verse 1. There came two angels to Sodom at even. Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. Seeing them, he rose up. Why did he stand? Why did Abraham stand? To welcome and to greet. We have the same thing with Stephen, you remember, in the book of the Acts. There they are stoning Stephen, killing him, and he looks up and said, I see the Lord standing. Standing to receive his servant. But our subject is walking. The Lord walking in the midst. What is the significance of walking in the midst? Walking suggests fellowship, companionship, association. Genesis chapter 3, please. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking. They heard his voice walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Isn't that nice? The cool of the day. Nice summer afternoon. Not too hot, not too cold. And there's the Lord walking. Adam and his wife hid themselves. Why was the Lord walking? The walking of companionship. The walking of friendship. Now, as I look at some of you, you're a little older. Do you remember when you were in love at first? How you walked together? You must remember that. I remember. It was over 60 years ago. Walking together. The walk of companionship. The walk of friendship. Chapter 5, please. Genesis chapter 5. Verse 21. Genesis 5, verse 21. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years. Why? That must have been something. Walking with God for 300 years? Why? Why? I kind of find it difficult to walk for the few years I've been alive. And he walked with God hand in hand along the path That must have been wonderful. I wonder what conversations they had. He walked with God. Oh, but you say to me, oh, that was easy. Back in those days, walking with God was no problem. People were nice in those days. Book of Jude, please. Book of Jude. What were the days like when Enoch walked with God? What was it like? Book of Jude, please. Verse 14. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of those of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which are... Did you notice in that verse? Four times we have the word ungodly. They were ungodly in Enoch's day, as they are today. They were just as bad in Enoch's day as they are in our day. But Enoch walked with God. And we as believers, as wicked as they are among us, we are to walk with God. Chapter 6, please. Verse 8. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, upright, and Noah walked with God. Oh, you say, that's kind of easy. They weren't like the days today. Look at verse 5. God saw the wickedness of man, that it was great in the earth. Every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was evil only continually. Like today, isn't it? But Noah walked with God. Book of Matthew, please. Chapter 24. Verse 37. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. As in the days, those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving marriage. Are we eating and drinking in this nation? I remember one of my trainees, young man from Greece, Nick Stavropoulos. Oh, Nick was a smart fellow. You know what he said to me? What you all call garbage, we eat. Eating and drinking. And that's what they did in the days of Noah. But he walked with God. He walked. Now let us look at a few who walked with God. Leviticus chapter 26. Walking with God. Walking in the midst of the church. The walk of companionship. Leviticus 26, verse 12. I will walk among you and will be your God, and you shall be my people. Verse 23. If ye will not be reformed by me by these things, but will walk contrary to me, then I will also walk contrary to you and will punish you seven times. Verse 27. If ye will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary to me, I will walk contrary to you. There is a blessing in walking with the Lord. But you know there is one condition if we're going to walk with the Lord. You know it. Amos chapter 3. If we're going to walk with the Lord, one thing must obtain. As we say in Latin, the sine qua non of walking with God. Amos chapter 3 and verse 3, can two walk together except they be agreed? You can't walk with the Lord except you agree with him. Many years ago, a very nice young lady in the assembly, at Christmas time, gave me a gift. And I was greeting the saints as they were leaving. I said, well, just have a seat. I want to see the gift and talk to you. And thank you. And when I finished greeting the saints, I came over to her. I said, is it all right if I open the book now? Because I could tell it was a book. And then I opened it in the title. I said, I appreciate your gift, but the title of the book is wrong. What do you think the title of the book was? Jesus, are you running with me? I said, Jesus isn't to run with you. You are to walk with him. He sets the pace. He gives the direction. You don't ask him to run with you. You walk with him. And that young lady accepted the advice. 2 months ago, she called us up from New York to find out the welfare of my wife and me. Walk with the Lord. Not he walking with me. Not he running with me. Walk with the Lord. I have a quote here. Do not ask God to go where you are going. Rather, find where God is going and walk with him. We are to walk with God. Now we want to look a little bit, beloved, at some who walked with God, and some who did not walk with God. We've already looked at Enoch. We've already looked at Noah. They walked with God, and remember, it wasn't easy. Their times were just like our times. But let's look at a few. Genesis chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. When Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me, and you'll be all right. Walk before me. Chapter 48. chapter 48. Verse 15. And he, that is Jacob, blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk. Abraham walked before God. Isaac walked before God. And would you believe it that even Jacob settled down and walked with God? The desire, the necessity of walking with God. Exodus chapter 14. And this is all that we're going to do from this point on. Just look at some who walked with God and others who didn't walk with God. Exodus chapter 14. Verse 29. We know this well. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. The waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the sea. Israel saw the great work which the Lord had done. He walked. And they walked with him through the Red Sea. And you know, that's interesting when you read in chapter 14. When they walked through the sea, the waters were on either side. And in the midst of difficulty, surrounded as we are by the wickedness that surrounds, we can walk with the Lord. And I want to tell you, beloved, we'll talk about it one day. The wickedness in this nation is spreading. I personally believe that this nation is headed for judgment. The wickedness in the United States Congress. You've got some wicked people there. You've got some wicked senators and some wicked representatives. Read about them. No use for God. No use for the Bible. And no use for believers. And I'll tell you on the basis of what I have read and what I know. There are some in that United States Congress, if they had their way, they'd kill every one of us in here. Surrounded by wickedness, but we are to walk with the Lord. Let's look at another. Joshua chapter 5. Joshua chapter 5. Verse 6. Walking with the Lord. Joshua 5, verse 6. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war which came out of Egypt were consumed, because they obeyed not. Those that walked with the Lord were those that obeyed the Lord. And the others were destroyed. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His way, what a glory He sheds in our way. And those that refuse to walk with the Lord, they pass on to a lost eternity. And I can think of some great men in this world. Oh, I think of one man who was very helpful to me. He was a good surgeon. I learned a lot from him. As a boy, he went to Sunday school, a Sunday school just like this where I went. Talking to him one day, he said to me, "Arthur, I know surgery. If there's one thing I know surgery." And I began to talk about the Bible. And he said to me, "Arthur, I know what it's all about." He died. He was a little over 70 years of age. And to the best of my knowledge, never saved. How sad. To hear the word of God and refuse it. That troubles me with many of my relatives, you know. I think of one young man, well, you would think he was the last word. Well, even his walk, he walks with pomp and pride and looks around beaming at everybody. Look, who am I? Brought up in a Christian home, in an assembly, refuses to bow to the Lord Jesus Christ. I've got four of them. I pray for them daily. Failure to walk with the Lord means eternal destruction. 1 Samuel chapter 8. 1 Samuel chapter 8. And by the way, beloved, as you turn those pages, don't you hear the music? You don't hear it? No. Sister says, thank you. I'm glad at least one person is. When you turn the pages of the Bible, listen carefully. There's music there. Don't get bored. Don't find it dull. There's music there. 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 3. His sons, speaking of Samuel's sons, walked not in his ways, but turned after their lucre and took bribes and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah and said unto him, "Behold, you are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways." Samuel walked with God, but his sons did not. Chapter 12. Chapter 12. Verse 2. Samuel is speaking. "Now behold, the king walketh before you. I am old, gray-headed. Behold, my sons are with you. I have walked before you from my childhood to this day." What a testimony. What a testimony. Samuel could say, "I have walked before you, walked with the Lord from my childhood until he was an old man." Walking with the Lord. I wonder what kind of conversations he had. Enoch, 300 years. I wonder what they talked about. I wonder what was that conversation. It must have been good. And it must have been very profitable. I was telling some of the brothers the other day, the first time I met Dr. Rhodes, it was in North Carolina. We went to breakfast, and he sat there, and I sat here. Usual introduction, you know. And then he said to me, "Brother, I have been studying the book of Isaiah for 53 years. And this morning I saw in Isaiah something I never saw before. Walking with the Lord." You know what I said to myself? "Arthur Garnes, keep your mouth shut. And your ears open and listen to this man. Walking with the Lord all those years. 53 years on one book, and that morning he saw something new." Isn't that thrilling? walking with the Lord. First Kings chapter 11. I think I've given you the wrong text. Please excuse me. Chapter 22. Chapter 22. Verse 51. 52:51. Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel in Samaria. The 17th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, reigned 2 years over Israel. He did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his father, Jeroboam. Walked in the way of his father. Oh, how nice it is when you find children walking in the ways of their parents when the parents walk in the way of the Lord. The five that are to be baptized this evening. That thrills me. How does it make you feel? Christian parents brought up in the assembly and giving themselves to the Lord in public testimony. Oh, parents, walk with the Lord. Young people, walk with the Lord. You'll never regret it, through thick and through thin. I can give you some examples from my own life. Not boasting, but three of us were in training at the same level, surgical training. And the chief of surgery seemed, he was always on me. The other two had it easy. The hard assignments, the hard questions, everything hard came to Arthur Garn. All I did, Lord, I don't understand it. Just prayed and prayed and prayed. One day I got on the ward early and the charge nurse said to me, you know, Dr. So-and-so, the chief of surgery, said something about you that I think you ought to know. And I said to myself, now I'm going to find out why he's so hard. Now I'm going to find out what it is that I'm not doing. I said, what did he say? And I do not say this out of pride, beloved. God gets the credit. Walking with the Lord. Dr. Wright said, whenever I want something done correctly, I call on Garnes. And that's not for me. Walking with the Lord. I can give you some more examples from my life. And you young ones, as you go through school, you go to work, walk with the Lord. Don't be ashamed of the Lord. Another one. I've told you this before. Young sister in the meeting went to a nearby nursing school. Oh, and her classmates teased her. You don't do this and you don't do that. You don't drink and you don't smoke. Oh, they gave her a hard time. And she came to my wife and me and said, I think I'm going to resign. I said, no, don't resign. God put you there, and you're living for him. Stay there. It was hard. We prayed her through. I was present with my wife at graduation. I'm telling you fact. 14 prizes were given out. This young lady won 13. That didn't happen in the olden days. That happened right today. She's out in California now. Walk with the Lord. Honor the Lord. And he will honor you. But that's enough of my personal experience. Let's go on. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Verse 11. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house. And all that came into Solomon's heart was to make in the house of the Lord. And his own business he prospered prosperously effected. The Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, let there be no rain. Or I command the locusts to devour the land. If I send pestilence among my people. If my people which are called by thy name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. Read the rest of it. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his day, what a joy he gives us. Walking with the Lord. Book of Amos, chapter 5, please. Chapter 2. Amos, chapter 2. Walk with the Lord. Amos, chapter 2. Verses 4 and 5. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Judah, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have despised the law of God, have not kept his commandments, their lives caused them to err, after the which their fathers have walked. Not walking with the Lord. Judgment follows. I have told you this. I'll repeat it. Physician came from Boston, Massachusetts. In assembly fellowship up there. Came down to New York for postgraduate training. He did well. But he never came to the meeting. And one day I saw him, he looked very sad. I said to him, Stanley, what's wrong? Why are you so sad? Oh, he said, it's that internal revenue. That internal revenue. I said, well, what happened? Ever since I bought that liquor shop, they've been after me. A believer. Once in assembly fellowship. He bought a liquor shop and the internal revenue got after him. Failure to walk with God. When we walk with the Lord, what a delight he sheds on our way. I'm about finished, beloved. Be it ours to walk with the Lord. I have a hymn here. Let me see if I can find it. Well, something has happened. You see, this happens when you get old. Don't get old. Stay young. Then you won't get your notes mixed up. A lovely hymn. Now, isn't that a shame? And I can't find it. Terrible. It's in our red hymn book, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Have Thine Own Way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. How much? 531. Thank you. and then only, let us walk with the Lord. Beloved, let us walk with the Lord. Remember, it isn't asking Him to run with me. We are to walk with Him. And there's such a delight in walking with Him. Imagine walking along and talking to the Lord. When I was in Sunday school, we had a young fellow there. He had a good voice, soprano voice. And to hear him sing the songs of the Lord. And one song in particular, oh, it slipped me, getting old. But he used to sing that song, it comes back to me, yes. Walking in the garden. I came to the garden alone, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. That's beautiful. You ever walk along and have a conversation with the Lord? If you've never done it, try it. And let Him do all the talking. It's refreshing. May the Lord bless each one here. Holy Father, with thanksgiving we bow in Thy presence divine. We thank Thee for Thy love. We thank Thee for the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for salvation. And may it be ours to walk with Thee all along the way. We are about to dismiss, to go to our several places of abode. Take us in peace and safety, we pray. Grant Thy blessing as we give Thee thanks. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Walk with the Lord.